please pray with me. Holy Spirit, open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears, or teach us tonight as we celebrate the birth of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ. May we hear from you, Lord God, my mouth, my heart, and everything for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. The greatest moment in our human history, in the whole entire world, the whole universe, that ever occur is the coming of God to this earth. God becoming a man, a human, the incarnation. Yes, many individuals changed parts of the world and some part of history here, there, but no one like Jesus, no one like our God, who decided to intervene and came to this world, who planned to intervene with our human affairs. God chose to come to us. Jesus changed the world. Jesus changed our history. No one like Jesus had ever done that. If you pay attention to different part of history, different parts of the world, and if you know some Jewish history, then you would know that the Jews count their calendar by day one of the creation. So this year, 2016, is in Jewish calendar. Anybody knows? It's 5,777. 5,777. And that counted from the day of day one of creation. And so the Jews, no one can deny, it is an admission that no one is good enough or great enough to break in our history, our human history. A friend of mine put up on the Facebook that the Chinese year started right now is 4,000 something something, right? 4,000, a little over 4,000 years. And that means that a lot of us, a lot of humanity lived without Chinese food for about 1,000 years or so. All right, this is an old joke. So you're familiar with that. But even in different parts of the history in the world, no one could really mention that no one like Jesus can really break our human history. The very fact that we count our years to is 2016. In the old days, there were still some many parts of the world and in our nation been acknowledged that we still count by the Anno Domini, the years of the Lord A.D., or Common Era. We count by the years acknowledging the birth, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, a man who broke our history, who came into the world, and who changed the world and make his mark, not just to show off his power, to show off his glory, but to change the world, to transform us. So how did he come? He came as a baby, a babe in a manger. No, Jesus did not start there. The story of the history of Jesus did not start there. Remember, Jesus is God. Jesus is fully God, but he came in Bethlehem as a baby, a babe. So vulnerable, so lowly, so humble, and that's how he came. Now, if that's all about the cuteness of the baby and the lowly, the humility and the humbleness and the story of the birth of God as a baby, if it's all stopped right there, men and women, it will not be why the complete reason why God sent his son to this world. If it's all about Christmas, if it's all about the birth of Jesus, it would not complete the reason, the purpose in which God sent his son to this world. But Paul in Galatians tells us that in the right time, in the right place, in the fullness of time, God sent his son to this world. So right there in a manger, we hear the story, according to Paul in his writing in Galatians, to the Christians in the church in Galatia area, that this son, came to redeem us. To redeem us from our enslavement, our condition. Before Christ, we were under captivity. We live under slavery. Slavery of sins. Slavery of powerlessness. Hopelessness. Without joy, without peace. So Jesus came and changed all that. He brought hope. He brought joy. Not only did he redeem us, he saved us from sins and the slavery of sin. He set us free. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, it says, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." No, we don't hear much about the story of the cross, the story of Jesus' death. But do you remember, do you realize that Jesus came to die for us? Jesus came to set us free from our sins. In Galatians, to our text, it said Jesus came because of what he did for us, that he died for us on the cross, and that because of that, God had adopted all of us as children of God. God adopted you and me as an heir of God. Same as Jesus Christ, we can claim the same blessings that all that Jesus enjoyed, we can claim that because of what Jesus did for us. I have shared with some of you the first word of my daughter. This is a true story. The first single word of my daughter, or I say with a few other words after that, but it really is the first word. Coming home, picking her up from one of her visit with the families in South Korea, and I picked her up in JFK Airport. We were living in Pennsylvania at the time, and driving back from New York Airport, my daughter, right out of the blue in the car, she shouted out her first word, "Daddy, Daddy." I mean, that just, overwhelmed me with joy. And it pierced my heart right through. And the minute she said that word, I knew she had me. I melted. All right? She could sin all the way. I would have been able to forgive her all of her sins. But Jesus did that for her too. But because she called me Daddy, I was all overjoyed, head over heel. And I was all pumped. I almost forgot I was driving. But then I realized that that's absolutely true. The only person who can call me Daddy is that my sweet little daughter. Now, I would be concerned, you would be concerned, that if I walk around town in Windham or Salem or in Rockingham County and every child started calling me Daddy, that would be a problem. That would be a concern, and you should be concerned about that. All right? But my daughter can call me Daddy with that such a intimacy, with such, I don't know that she know that words, but she would loved with confidence, with assurance that she would dare call me Daddy. And men and women, this is what Jesus did for us. Because he came to this world, because he came as a human being, he knows what it means to be lonely, rejected, and wrongly accused, and abandoned by his friends, and he was killed by his own people. You know, do you realize that the only man also united the Jew and the Gentiles is only Jesus? His birth story, and then people from a far country would come, and people, and the king, King Herod, I mean, right from the beginning, he wasn't a big fan of Jesus. But even at that, after 3 years of ministry, of Jesus' ministry, Herod was very much involved in the killing of Jesus with Pilate. Jesus brought the Jews and the Gentile together. But ultimately, this is what Jesus did. Because of his love, because of his sacrifice, because of his atoning death, there's no longer Jews, there is no longer Gentiles. But we all, everyone can claim that God is our Father, Abba, Father. We can intimately call God our Father. So Paul said, because of what Jesus did, because of Jesus, we've been set free, that we are brought back to God. We've been reconciled. Now we are a family of God, and that we belong to God. And men and women, that is what we celebrate today. We don't celebrate just the festival and the goodness and the calendar or the winter or the lights or the trees or the presents. In fact, if you read a Galatian text farther down, Paul was talking to the Christian there and say, no, you observe the religious activities and calendars and you try to hang on to your rituals and traditions. But I'm telling you, if that's all what you're leaning upon, if that's all about the holiness that you think is by observing the rituals and calendars, he said, you're actually going back to enslavement. You're trying to do things on your own. You're trying to set yourself free, which it cannot happen, which we can't do it alone. We're saved by grace and grace alone. So for us, it's no turning back. To say that Abba, Father, that we accept Christ in our hearts and we celebrate Christmas and we rejoice in God's greatest gift to this earth. To acknowledge that Jesus came and lived for us and died for us on the cross. There is no turning back. No turning back for you and I, those who accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Men and women, this is the Christmas message. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let us receive her King. Is Jesus Christ the King of your heart? Is Jesus Christ the King of your life? Let's ask that question one more time. In our own hearts, in our own thoughts, in our own actions. Is Jesus the Lord of our life? Is Jesus truly the King of Kings? The world will say no. Our world, our nation, the world at large. Many people that we know would say no, Jesus is not the King. Oh, he may be just a good teacher. Oh, he may be just a prophet. But you know, Jesus is real. Jesus is God. There's no one like Jesus. Remember that he came from heaven. God sent him. God sent Jesus to this earth so that he could become like one of us, to take all of our sins upon him, to redeem us, that he was born under the law, and that he would took upon all of our wrongs, our sins, and that he died on the cross. It was all recorded. It was all real. There were witnesses. And he rose again on the third day. It was all real. There were witnesses. And he appeared to his disciples and hundreds of people over 40 days, feeding them, eating with them, teaching them. I was with a young adult at a local shop 2 days ago, and we were arguing back and forth about the realness of Jesus, whether Jesus was truly, fully God or fully human. And we were arguing in the public place in a loving way. And so she said, well, what about his body? What about his body after he had risen? Apparently the young person that never had written the Bible. Remember, not only as Jesus' birth, he became human. After he was risen, there was his wounds on his hands, right? Remember the story? Thomas the doubter was asking, until I see the Lord face to face, until I touch his hands,
his side.
So Jesus appeared bodily before Thomas and to many hundreds for 40 days, appearing bodily and feeding them, cooking for them, making fish barbecue by the lake. This is real Jesus, not just historical, but the Son of God. And the person said, you know, she'll have to think about this. She's not so sure. I want to remind you that we don't have much time. When God sent his Son as in the fullness of time, in a perfect timing for us and for the world. But we don't have much time to think. Men, women, people die day and night, left and right. No one is guaranteed about tomorrow. So I ask you one more time. Is Jesus the King of your hearts? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If not, don't wait too long. Because he is the only way in which we can call Abba, Father, God, Father. He is the only way in which we can go to heaven. He is the only one who can save us, who can redeem us from our enslavement of any kind. Christ broke the prisons of all captivities, whether it be sins or immoralities, whether it is unbelief, whether it be addiction, whether it be hopelessness, despair. Christ broke that chain, that prison. He came to set us free. Hallelujah. Because of that, we can receive all the blessings God has in store for us. Freedom in Christ. Freedom in God. Once again, live as free people, enjoying all that God has planned for us here on earth. Do you have Jesus in your heart? Do you accept him as your Lord and Savior? And if you do, and if you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, mind you, you are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Because you are sons and daughters of the Most High God, what should you do? What should we do? Well, live as sons and daughters of God. Follow Jesus. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as what? Yourself. That's just it. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love your neighbors as yourself. And once again, let me remind you, God is real. Jesus is real. This is 2016, and very soon, if God has allowed us to do that, we will be welcoming the new year 2017. And it is, in fact, the very acknowledgement, the very fact that we claim that it's going to be 2017. Even if people are not Christians, they are saying, yes, Jesus came to this earth. Yes, he is the only one who broke history and our time, and the only one who changed our world. Look, it's been 2017 since Christ came. Amen to that. Amen. Even atheists, you could, even if you want to spy on it, go to any atheist gathering that do fundraising, and it is impossible for them to sign a check and write a date and say, I don't believe in God. They're already acknowledging by saying that, putting the date, December 24, 2016. I hope that you all don't go there, but if you happen to go there and they do fundraising and they ask you to sign a check and they sign a check, by signing that check and putting the date on, they are acknowledging that God came to this earth. This is real. God is awesome. That's just a big word that I'm redundantly I've been using, awesome. He is truly awesome. Why? Because he left heaven to change history, to come to this world, to transform us, to change us. He changed lives. Oh, I know countless men and women who have been changed by Christ. I'm one of them. So are you. We've all been changed by Christ. We all have been transformed. But the greatest transformation is that Christ, through his death, through his shedding of his blood, he washed all of us cleansed forever, and that we can call God as our Father, and that we can be heirs of God, and that we can claim the inheritance that God has set for us. What is that? To be with God forever. It's the text of Galatians said that God, through the Holy Spirit, we can shout aloud and say, Abba, Father. How intimate, how lovely. Praise be to God for his gift. We all have been redeemed. We all have been forgiven. We all have been set free. Let us go out there and live our new life, loving God and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say